Slavko Bekovic here with Dalton Pompey, Lansing Lugnuts outfielder, and tonight's leadoff hitter. Dalton, first and foremost, your nickname Pony. For Lansing Lugnuts fans who might not know, how did you get that nickname? Where did it come from?
It came from my first year when I was... when I was just drafted, and I came in, I was going into the cage to hit for like the first or second time. I don't remember clearly, but one of the coaches, Steve Springer, was in there. He's the mental coach. He's also scout for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he was in there. He watched me hit a little bit, and he sat me down. He asked me if I had a nickname, and I said no. And he's like, all right, I'm going to call you Pony. And I was like, why are you going to call me Pony, right? And he was just like, well, you're small. Like, you're really skinny, you know, like, your legs are shaking. Like, you look really weak right now. But he's like, one day you're going to grow up and you're going to be a thoroughbred. But until that day, I'm going to call you Pony. So then everybody started calling me Pony from that time on.
5 games with the Lugnuts at the end of last season. What did you learn? What did you take from that experience at the end of the year now? And what are you going to bring into this year with the Lugnuts so far as leadoff man?
I think it's just patience, you know, because this is a game of failure, you know. You're going to fail more times than you succeed. And I'm actually off to the same start I was with Lansing last year than I am this year. So, I mean, I'm just taking it in stride, you know, just working on little things, not trying to put too much pressure on myself because I know it's a long season and, you know, I'm going to have ups and downs. And it's just, you know, limiting the amount of downs that I have. And I think just grinding every day and just getting to do what I need to do and sticking to my routine, and I think I'll be fine.
What are the biggest factors for success for you personally, offensively, at the dish? And what are you working on? What are you trying to get better at? What is your focus currently?
Just not thinking. You know, I'm in the cage, and obviously I'm not off to the start that I would like. So I'm kind of pressing a little bit, and then I know that, you know, you got to step back, and you can't think when you play this game. You just got to react. And that's something that I'm really trying not to do, is to not think when I'm up at the plate and, like, when I'm in the field, because then I can't be the best player that I can be when I think too much. So
your athleticism, obviously a strength, and your speed on the base pass is certainly something that pitchers have to keep in mind when you are on base. Do you have any specific tactics, or is there anything that you do when you're on base to maybe mess with the pitcher or just kind of throw his rhythm off?
Well, I definitely want him to know that I'm there, and, you know, I'm a presence that I might steal, because it also helps the batter out, because they're going to see more fastballs. So, and, you know, it helps me because I want them to know that I'm there, and, you know, being a presence on the base pass really could change the game. And also for my teammates, I really want to help my teammates get good pitches to hit, so then, you know, we all succeed.
Home opener here tonight in front of the Lansing Lugnuts faithful. What's it like finally to be back home after a 7-game road trip?
Oh, it's great. It's great to come home, and, you know, we had a couple tough losses at the end there, so we're trying to get back on the right track, and the first game, opening game here in Lansing, will definitely be an exciting one. So,
now, you're a guy from just outside of Toronto. What's the weather like compared to here in Michigan, and are you comfortable playing in cold temperatures like we have tonight?
It's pretty much the same. Like, my mom said that yesterday it snowed, so, I mean, we get the same weather that you guys get here, because we're only like 5 hours north. But yes, I'm used to playing in the cold. When I was growing up, we would start our season in early May, and it would still be cold. Maybe not snow on the ground, but it would still be cold. So I'm used to it. But when I've gone to Florida the past 3 years, you know, and in spring training, and I got to come play in this, it's kind of a shock to my body again. But I'm not complaining, because I'm used to it.
How long does it take you to kind of reacclimate to the cold temperatures?
A couple days, you know. Like, some of the guys are from warmer climates, so it's tougher for them. But, you know, I'm used to it, and I go home for the winters anyway, so I'm used to the cold, and, you know, I just accept it because it's going to be there, and, you know, can't complain because it's not going anywhere. So
that's Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Dalton Pompey.